The days are fast approaching, and today we begin the days of prayer before the actual nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thus we see the beautiful readings from the prophet Isaiah and from the Gospel of St. Luke. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And at that moment, the Son of God entered through the Holy Spirit into the womb of Mary, the immaculate and virginal womb of Mary, and he became man. The greatest event in the history of mankind, perhaps greater even than creation itself, because God can create anything from nothing, of course, and that for him is not an effort at all. But this is a concerted effort on the part of God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Immaculate Conception, whom he had prepared for himself from the beginning of time, and it was in his mind from eternity. And so already we see these days, these wonderful days, that help us to approach with great love and devotion and tenderness the moment of the birth of our beloved Lord. And so today, we begin these days, which of course recall to us the great expectation of the people of God for the coming of the Son of God. And so today we begin this novena in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the novena of the O Antiphons, which is used in the liturgy. In the Gregorian Rite, it is used at Vespers, the antiphon for the Magnificat. In the Pauline Rite, it is used also as the antiphon for the Gospel. But of course, we don't do that in this ancient liturgy. And in the meantime, we have good news, it seems. The Holy Father has called a secret consistory of all the cardinals to Rome in January. And the scuttlebutt is that he has told them, and there's a letter that goes with it, so that tells us a lot, that he wants them to meditate and prepare to make the liturgy holier and more reverent. And of course, he's talking about the Pauline Rite, but at the same time, somebody asked him, are you going to get rid of the Tridentine Mass, of the ancient Mass? And he says, it is an ancient rite of the Church. Why should I get rid of it? So a lot of good things are coming as our Christmas presents approach. And now we begin the novena. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Drop down, do you heavens from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Let the earth be open and bud forth a Savior. Come, let us adore our Lord and King, who is about to come to us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O wisdom, who proceeded from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence. O root of Jesse, who stand as a leader of the people, before whom kings shall keep silence, and before whom the nations shall pray, come to deliver us, and do not tarry. O dawn of the east, brightness of light eternal, Sun of justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O King of the nations, and their sovereign one, O foreigner of the nations, O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come to save us, O Lord, our God. Remember us, O Lord, and visit us with your salvation. Send us, O Lord, the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Come, O Lord, visit us in your peace, that we may rejoice before you with a perfect heart. Arouse your might, O Lord, and come to save us.
Come, O Lord, in that name, forgive the sins of your people.
Open the heavens and come down. The mountains will disappear in your presence.
Come and show us the faith, O Lord, for reign over the territory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O God, you gladden us by the yearly expectation of our redemption. Grant that we may, O he who received your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, may also, without fear, behold him coming as our Judge. The same our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. In that hour, I save, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.